city that is not forgotten nor forsaken but sought after, a story of a God, a lesson of a God who comes near and offers an amazing gift of salvation, and a God who seeks out the lowly, the unexpected to be the vessels of his message. It is an awesome message, this Christmas message that we celebrate, and it is possible that because we are so anticipate tonight and the celebration of Christmas Eve that we could overlook this fourth Sunday of Advent, because the fourth Sunday of Advent, the Advent season of waiting, is pretty much at an end. It'll certainly be at an end in a couple of hours. Christmas Eve will arrive, and together we will sing the familiar carols, gather with friends and family, and experience that memory that we always do. What holds such a place in our collective consciousness as a culture? You know, Independence Day and Labor Day and Memorial Day, Valentine's Day, Thanksgiving, Halloween, Easter, St. Patty's Day even. All of those celebrations are wonderful in our culture, but for pure magic, nothing comes close to Christmas. Because we celebrate Christmas with such fervor in the United States, our brothers and sisters, our friends, our Jewish friends, have elevated one of their more minor holidays, Hanukkah, so that their children will not feel left out. Christmas dominates retail from mid-October, and it is getting earlier and earlier every year. And I think it's because retailers want to see just how far we are willing to go to reminisce about that silent night. And so on this day, especially this day, it is natural for us to want to get on with our Christmas celebrating. But I would suggest, as I learned from my professors in seminary, we must not. For one simple reason, we must continually, as Christian people, learn the power and the value of waiting. If the season of Advent teaches us anything, it teaches us that obedient faithfulness to God, our scriptural witness tells us, is congruent oftentimes with waiting. God seems to value waiting. At least that's the way it seems in Scripture. Abraham and Sarah, if you will remember, are told that they will birth a nation, right? And then what happens? They wait. Israel, the Hebrew people, are brought out of slavery in Egypt and are taken into the wilderness with the promise of a new land, their own land, and they do what? They wait for 40 years. Even as we gather every December and celebrate the birth of Christ, it is true as well that we still wait. We are waiting for that fullest culmination and expression of the kingdom of God when Christ will come again. Indeed, Christian people are waiting people. Like Abraham and Sarah, the Israelites in the wilderness, and in our shared human condition, waiting, though, can be quite frustrating, right? Just ask my children right now what waiting is like. While God might deem that waiting is a good idea, our culture doesn't seem to think so, does it? Why wait is the retailer's gospel, is it not? No money down. 0% interest for a year. Buy one, get one free. Pre-approval, regardless of credit history. 50% off all items, and take 10% extra while you're at it. If you have the financial ability to do so, any one of you can go today online, buy a plane ticket, and be across the world tomorrow. The world and our desires are seemingly at our fingertips. There's no need to wait. For as another favorite band of mine, the Eagles, sang, it is just wasted time. Yet even though, I would submit to you this morning, even though the world is seemingly at our fingertips, so oftentimes our lives, do they not seem out of our hands? And in these times, we find ourselves waiting. Waiting for the results of an MRI, or a blood test, or a CAT scan. Waiting for word on whether or not we are pregnant. Waiting to hear whether our position will be the one that is dissolved in the cutbacks, and if so, waiting for that new job offer to come. Waiting for the use of an arm or a leg or our speech to be regained after a stroke. Waiting for that next paycheck so we can get the groceries that our children need. Waiting for that strained relationship within our family to become eased and reconciled. Waiting to see if our world will go to war. Waiting to see if finally our nation can move past our racial issues. In these and like realities, waiting is accompanied by uncertainty, fear, and struggle. So why then? Why then does God call us so frustratingly often to wait? Well, obedient faithfulness to God isn't found simply in the waiting. Jesus does not call us to wait. God does not call us to wait simply for the sake of waiting. It is to help to teach us how to wait well. Waiting in our lives, the more we think about it, is a normal way of things, isn't it? We wait in line, we wait for things to happen. As much as we think the world is at our beck and call, we know that we spend a lot of our lives waiting. And so obedience to God in learning how to wait is seeking to wait well. And waiting well is knowing that while the world is at our fingertips, our lives are secured in God's hands. Waiting well means that, like Abraham and Sarah, we continue to live in hope and trust that God will keep God's promises, even as the days and weeks go by. Waiting well means that, like the Israelites in the wilderness, we are called to continue to take steps day after day after day, even when we are uncertain exactly where that path will lead, but trusting that our lives will be restored. Waiting well means, like Mary, as we hear today, when confronted with an impossible account, an impossible story, she humbles herself, as we are called to humble ourselves and say, here am I, the servant of the Lord, let it be with me according to your word. Waiting well, friends, is not easy. But waiting brings with it something that only waiting can. Reliance upon God. For when we are waiting, when all the other things to which we cling to in our lives are stripped away, the only thing left is God. And perhaps waiting well is learning that lesson most of all. Because no down payment, 0% interest, friends, does end. And guess what? ATM machines, they run out of money. MRIs, do come back showing cancer. And people do lose their jobs. Family relationships don't always get better. Terrorism and war does occur. And divisions among people aren't always healed. And then, my friends, when this happens, the world that is at our fingertips has failed us. And again, we must wait. But in these moments of waiting, when all else has failed you, there is one who is still holding you and this world and all of us in their hands. Patiently waiting on you and with you. The one whose birth we will celebrate tonight is the one who makes this promise that you, in your waiting, and in your waiting well, have been given a pre-approval that does not end. And that this one will wait on you and with you no matter how long that it takes. In Jesus' name, amen.